Pesticides used in tobacco, Nicotiana tabacum, cultivation in Cuba, toxicological and ecotoxicological pressure. Author: Edilbis Lopez Davila. Abstract. Introduction. Pesticides are used to control pests and diseases in agricultural activities. Improper management of these products poses a potential risk to human health and the environment. Objective: to evaluate the eco-toxicological pressure exerted by synthetic pesticides on tobacco crops, Nicotiana tabacum, in the province of Sancti Spiritus, Cuba, materials and methods. A database from the Provincial Directorate of Plant Health for the period 2016-2019 was used, where the pesticides assigned to the province for this crop were compared with those reported by interviewed farmers. The dual indicator poser was used to obtain the results, determining the pressure exerted by different pesticides and their harmful reference on humans and the environment. Results. The trend in pesticide consumption, summarized in tables and graphs, showed 50% decrease, corresponding to the country's crop protection policy. Farmers mentioned the use of authorized and unauthorized active ingredients in the conducted surveys, and 16 high-risk active ingredients were detected in the analyzed samples. Evaluating the poser results and analyzed samples, a significant eco-toxicological pressure was observed on both the environment and human health, exerted by a group of high-toxicity active ingredients used in tobacco cultivation in the province. Conclusion. Using the dual indicator poser provides an evaluation of the eco-toxicological pressure exerted by synthetic pesticides used in the tobacco cultivation, Nicotiana tabacum, in the province of Sancti Spiritus, Cuba, for the study period. Keywords: organophosphates, aquatic organisms, pesticide application equipment.